Thursday, the 5th of December. 20 shopping days until Christmas. Daisy tried to concentrate on what Mr. Bennet was saying, but the young couple with matching jackets were edging ever closer to the shop door, and unless someone said something, they would slip away at any moment. Of course, it didn't help that the someone in question was currently idling behind the counter opposite, lost in thought, as he so often was. "Yes, but the last necklace you looked at was a garnet, Mr. Bennet, and this is a ruby. They're really not the same thing at all." She dragged her attention back to her customer and fixed a smile on her face. "Well, yes, both are red, admittedly, but rubies are special. They're not in the same league at all, and I really don't think your wife would get them confused." She shot a glance over the shoulder of her customer. Something had held the couple's attention momentarily. Now would be the perfect time to ask them if they needed help. She tried to get Kit to respond by the sheer force of her will, but nothing. Oh, for goodness sake. Bertie's message from yesterday couldn't have been any clearer, and he must have spoken to Kit about it too. They needed to make every sale they could, not ignore their customers. "You see, garnets are a much deeper colour, darker and more earthy, sometimes with distinct orange tones, whereas a fine ruby such as this one should be a vivid red." She held the necklace up to the bright overhead light, watching it sparkle, and angling it so that Mr. Bennet could appreciate its vivacity. She turned the word over in her head, one which he had often used to describe his wife. They had recently celebrated 30 years of marriage and were both still so much in love. He was so romantic. Daisy frowned as the shop doorbell tinkled, admitting another customer. Not for the first time that afternoon, she willed Mr. Bennet to hurry up and make up his mind. He would buy the necklace. He always bought whatever she recommended, but the process could not be rushed, and there was a certain reverence to his visits which occurred 3 times a year and had done for as long as Daisy had worked at Buchanan's. Each May for his wife's birthday, every September for their anniversary, and at Christmas time, Mr. Bennet would visit the shop and select a gift of jewellery, and while he was a very good customer, Daisy already knew all about him and his wife. The young couple, however, were still a